Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Humiliation. Now many people wonder what humiliation is, or even how to make it happen, how to make you feel humiliated in a nice way. Well, the easiest shot that I'm going to make at your pride is an incredible, simple one. See, why did you choose to listen to this? Why did you choose to listen and come to a live event that is called humiliation? Obviously, there is a part of you that wants to feel it, that wants to feel your pride poked, teased. So you might feel nervous, you might feel tentative, you might feel worried in which direction this will go. But don't worry, this is a private humiliation. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. This is between you and me. Nobody else will be able to see or know what you do. So it doesn't matter if you're a little nervous, if you're lacking in confidence or a bit anxious about what's going to happen. That's perfectly fine. Now the enjoyment of humiliation is in the blush. Feeling your pride hurt, but not to the extent that it actually hurts you. Just that blush, that glow on your cheeks, that is enjoyable. And of course, I like to see it happen. I like to see that blush being caused by me. It doesn't even matter why. It could be me calling you a name. Something naughty, I'm sure. Unless you're the perfect, innocent princess that the world thinks you are. No, I like seeing that blush. I like seeing the glow on your cheeks. And it can be enjoyable. It can be very enjoyable to feel yourself blush. To feel yourself enjoy that humiliation. Your hurt, but not broken pride. So, how would I humiliate you? Well, there are different ways. I could make you forget your own name. It would be strange to realize that you wouldn't even remember something as essential to yourself as your name. I could remind you of all the nice things you want, all the naughty things you want, and how bad it would be if you were faced with each and every one of your desires, each and every one of your naughty, very naughty fantasies. Maybe I would make you tell me, write them down for me, or who knows in what way I would make you show me. And nobody else has to know. Your blush is between you and me. Your blush is for me to enjoy. Although I'm fairly certain that you enjoy it as well. That even though you think you don't, even though you pretend you don't, you secretly enjoy that warm glow on your cheeks as you blush. As you feel your pride slightly hurt, but not broken. Now all of this was just an introduction. I haven't even started with the actual trance yet. I didn't count down. I didn't tell you to feel relaxed or empty and obedient. I didn't even tell you to drop yet. But I'm going to. Because I know you like being hypnotized. And you like it so much that you easily blush when I take you down into that wonderful feeling of trance. And that blush could be for any reason. Maybe you like the sound of my voice. Maybe you like the feeling of slowly losing control to my words. Maybe you like the idea that when I hypnotize you, you are exposed to me. Without even taking off your clothes, you would be exposed in your desires to be controlled to me. And that's also a source of shame, isn't it? Being exposed, being shown for what you are, even in private, it can be very scary. But it can also be incredibly rewarding. And yet, I still didn't count down, did I? I still didn't get you in that state of hypnosis that you want so badly. Maybe you're just a little nervous. A tiny nervous thing that wants to be hypnotized so badly but doesn't dare to ask. And you wonder, is that blush from my words, or is it the heat of your desire from within? So maybe I will count down. I mean, you did wonder so nicely, didn't you? You want to blush. You want to feel that heat, that shame. And you should. You should be ashamed for how much you want to be hypnotized. You should be ashamed for how deeply you're enjoying this. So go ahead. I'm not stopping the blood flowing through your cheeks and showing me how red you can become. 10. See, I will count down eventually. 9, helping your mind to relax deeper and deeper. 8, as you finally get the excuse to embrace your shame. 7, because if you're hypnotized, you're no longer in control, are you? 6, just enjoy that feeling of being taken down. 5, dropping deeper and deeper in my control. 4, even though you know I can see the blush on your cheeks. 3, just let yourself enjoy it, even if it is a bit shameful how much you want it. 2, we're almost there. 1, drop. Now see, you don't have to worry about being ashamed anymore because I've hypnotized you. You can do anything you want, blush as much as you want, feel as much or as little shame as you can muster. Because I've hypnotized you, you're no longer in control. You no longer have any control over what's happening. So why should you feel ashamed? Let me tell you why. Because you came to me for it. You are here to be shamed, to be teased, to be tempted. You are here because you like being controlled. And I can see it. I can see that blush, that rush. I can see that feeling inside of you. And it's cute. It's cute how much you try to hide it, how much you try to deny it. It's adorable to see how little control you have over your wishes, over your wants, over your desires. Who knows what naughty things you really want to do? Well, I do. I know exactly what you want. And I can make you tell me. I can make you tell me every depraved little thought. Every naughty, playful fantasy, any deviant distraction that you seek, I can make you tell me all of them. And it doesn't even matter where, but it will just be between you and me. Nobody else can see you or hear you. Nobody else has any idea of what's going on in your mind. You could be listening to this in public and nobody would know. But we're not in public right now. It's just you and me. Just me and you. And the shame, the blush, the heat. So you're listening to humiliation. You're seeking out the feeling, maybe curious, maybe experienced. It's a little silly to see you hiding behind that mask of innocence, as if it doesn't affect you, as if it doesn't touch you deeply, that I know what kind of naughty thoughts you have. You're here because you want me to see them. You're here because you want me to know. And I do. I can see exactly how naughty you are. And do you want me to make you tell me? Do you want me to let you let it all out? Maybe, maybe not. Of course, you are here to be hypnotized, to be taken deep, and you are listening, completely listening. And you should be ashamed. See, I don't have to be. I'm not the one listening to something called humiliation. I'm not the one seeking out to have their pride just hurt a little bit. I'm not the one who's a nervous, anxious little person who wants to feel that blush spread far from their cheeks, over their foreheads, their neck, and their shoulders, that blush growing and growing until all that's left of you is just a shamed little thing. Red, blushing, almost glowing with the shame. And for me to feast on, to enjoy, to watch, and hear. So blush for me, little innocent one. Blush for me and let that feeling spread across your body. Try to stop it and you'll only blush some more. Try to stop it and the humiliation just spreads to another part of your body, glowing even harder. I can see it. I can see every inch of your skin just trying to glow. You can't hide how incredibly naughty you are. You can't hide how much this control affects you. So maybe I should stop. Maybe I should just do the count up again and take you out of this pool of control and shame. Maybe. But I think a deep part of you would say no. A deep part of you wants me to go further with this. If only we could, couldn't we? What depravity could I reveal from your mind? What depravity could I pull from your fantasies and use against you? What intense shame are you hiding beneath the surface? What are you afraid of? What do you secretly desire? Will I make you forget anything? Will I make you do something? Well, maybe. See, what I'm going to do is let you feel it. Because all of this is between you and me. And once you're awake again, nobody has to know. But I do. I know. I can see you. And I know how much you like it. One. Two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. But don't forget, I know how much you liked it.